Warning! The following content may be considered controversial and disturbing for some audience. The following are conversation starters about adult themes with explicit language, which may not be suitable for children and sensitive adults. Please make a conscious decision whether or not to listen. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, it's your girl Lena Martin here, and welcome to the Lena Show. Let me first off start by saying that I'm still fighting this cold. My voice is terrible. I'm always coughing and clearing my throat. It's annoying. So, if you hear that, just, you know, ignore it. And if my voice sounds a little froggy, work with me. Work with me. Because I'm going to try to edit them out, but boy, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Well, welcome on this great Sunday. The weather outside is so shaky, and what I mean by that is some days it's cold, like freezing cold. Yesterday was freezing cold. I felt like I needed to run back in for a winter jacket. It was so cold. But 2 days before that, it was sunny. I was like, ooh, I could be out here in a little t-shirt, you know, maybe like a sweater, and I'd be good. But it's just so different. Every day is different. There was flurries yesterday. A little bit of snow kind of a thing. The weather is just so shaky. That's the only thing I could use to describe it. I really need it to go to the kind of temperature where maybe I just need my little, you know, light jacket. A zip down sweater. I need it to go to that. Please and thanks. Yeah. Today, I have my jar with a few things in it to talk about. I won't be talking about just one thing today. It'll be a few little things that I thought would be cool to mention. Let's see what the first topic is. The first thing says, okay, so I'm currently getting ready to do my F class license, which is the license that allows you to drive a school bus or passenger bus kind of a thing. And so I'm reviewing, you know, the driving manual because it's a completely different manual. Taking a little online test. There's these little online quizzes online. There's 1, 2, 3, there's 6 of them. And I've just kind of been taking them and trying to obviously memorize the answers to the questions and be familiar with them for when that time comes. I think because of that, when I'm driving in 2 places in particular, Markham and Richmond Hill, Markham and Brampton, it just flusters me. It drives me crazy, insane. I wonder if anybody has actually taken the test or read the book, where they've learned to drive. Did they pay someone to get their license? I'm usually very much confused because why don't you know how to drive? Why is it so hard to put on your signal? You know what your signal does? It signals, tells people where you're going. That is why it's there. So that I know that you're making a right turn. And when you're making a right turn, go into the right lane. Why are you still in my lane trying to make a right turn? Like, it's just infuriating. It's frustrating. It's obnoxious. I don't even know how much more to describe it. Brampton has such a high accident rate, and because of that, their insurance is really high. And people were like, oh, our insurance is so high, they need to lower it. This is discrimination. No, you need to stop buying your exams, buying your tests, learn to drive, and bring down your accident rates. That's the thing. Your accident rates are really high. I don't think there's a day that I go to Brampton and I don't see an accident. That is sad. That is horrible. That is the reason why your accident rate is so, your insurance is so high. That is the reason. Oh, so very frustrating. Driving on the road. You ever just drive and someone does something so foolish, you feel like just crashing into their car because they deserve it? Yeah, I feel that way 90% of the time when I'm driving. I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you cut me off to drive slowly? The speed limit is 70 and you cut me off to drive 50. And if anybody knows me, the speed limit is 70, I'm going 80. So now you cut me off to go 50 and I just want to slam right into you because, like, who told you this was a good idea? And for the people who don't know, the right lane here in Canada is the lane you're supposed to be driving in. It's a lane that's for the people who are going, you know, the speed limit and lower. The left lane is usually for passing. In order for me to pass you, I usually have to go a little bit faster. So sometimes some people call that the fasting, like the faster lane. If you know that you're driving slow, get the hell out of the left lane. What are you doing in there? It's not for you. Them never creative for slow people. You can't move what I'm away, please. Then when you're like honking, because yes, I honk, they're looking at you like, oh, what is she complaining about? No, I have all right to complain because your slowness, your slow Ross, should be in the right lane where you belong, please. And thank you. I can go on for ages about poor driving skills. And don't get me started about people who want to reverse park and don't know how. And I'm sitting there waiting for you to reverse park in a plaza because I'm trying to take the parking spot beside you. And you're taking 20 minutes just to reverse park. Why didn't you drive in if you know that you weren't capable of reverse parking? So, let's go on to a different topic because I can go on for ages. Okay. Next thing. A few weeks ago, Nipsey Hussle passed away. And I guess to start this, before I tell you about what I'm talking about, we can have a quick moment of silence. Okay. I didn't know who Nipsey Hussle was until maybe a few weeks before he passed away, because he had done this photo shoot for I want to say Vogue magazine, but I don't remember, with Lauren London. And if you don't remember it, they were like really well dressed. It was very eclectic. And of course, someone is calling me at this time. Just don't sound like NASA. All right. Sorry for that rude interruption. You ever feel like sometimes when you're actually doing something, people decide to interrupt you? But when you're just at home, chilling, watching TV, not doing anything, your phone just dry? Like you cannot get a message, a video call, shoot, a regular phone call, something? But as soon as I decide to start recording, my phone starts ringing. People start messaging me. Gotta put my phone on silent. Anyway, let's get back to what I was talking about. So we're talking about Nipsey Hussle. So I discovered him when they did the photo shoot. And it was the one where there was a white horse. And I don't know, the eclecticness of it. And the genre and the colors and the everything, just I was like, oh, this is really cool. And I was wondering who this dude was. I didn't know his name or whatever, so I kind of looked into it. I'm not really into rap music that much, so forgive me for not knowing. So I Googled him and I was looking at his Wikipedia page and little articles that were written about him, and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty dope. So when he passed away, it was like kind of shocking. I'm like, I just Googled you. Like, I was just trying to figure out who you were. Like, and you know, the role that you play on social media. And so I thought that was a very shocking and, you know, sad moment for many and people who listen to his music. I didn't even think there were so many Nipsey Hussle fans that were my friends. So when he did pass away, I'm telling you, for like 2-3 days, I could not go on social media and he was not mentioned. And I don't know, I just guess I underestimated the friends that I have. Or the people, because, you know, some of the people on my Instagram ain't my friends. So the people that I follow. But I thought that was really nice. So on the sheet here that I pulled out of the jar, it talks about Crayola creating a new color. And everyone's like, sorry, it's a new blue color. And everyone is like, oh, we should make it Nipsey Blue, Nipsey Blue. I'd be wondering, I'm like, Crayola? Crayola just finally made skin tone colors, which is just different shades of brown, for black people. So I'm not sure if Crayola is about furthering their culture. and naming it Nipsey Blue. But I think that'd be kind of cool for the culture to know that it's not just us fighting for one thing. It's, you know, everybody has a collective understanding that, hey, a revolution is being formed and people are joining. I think that we need to remember that part, that this is a revolution and or a marathon. And we need to follow suit. And with that being said, you know, it's great to see how many people respected him and how many people appreciate his work when he passes. But why are we not doing that for the people that are here, for the people that are working hard, for the people who are going over and above things for us now? Why are we not showing their appreciation? I never knew that so many people knew who he was. I barely saw people reposting or liking, or, you know what I mean? Why are we not showing the feelings and the emotions and the appreciation and the love and determination that we have for these people now? Why are we always waiting until something bad happens to be like, wow, he was doing something great? What is it with us Black people that takes so long to really join that marathon, to sign up, to start walking, running, jogging, rolling, whatever it is? Why do we always wait so long to do it? Anyways, I was just saying that, and I don't know if Crayola's about that life, but if they are, I think that's very cool. Next topic out of the jar. Oh, next topic out of the jar is kind of more amusing. So I really do love my Jamaican men, Jamaica as a whole, the island in itself, but boy, sometimes we have some dirty epic guts, you know. So Jamaican men have this habit of changing the word man in a word to gal, and I was very confused. So one day, somebody was talking, and I was just sitting there minding my own business. But I also mind other people's business. So, you know, I was in a conversation, even though it wasn't my conversation to be in. So they're on the phone and they're like, yeah, Misunga, Galchester, da da da. So I'm like, Galchester? Where is Galchester? Searching my memory, and I could see all the files in my brain. Flip, 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 flipping. And it stops at Manchester. And I'm like, I know there's a Manchester. Is there a Galchester? And my brain... the files in my brain are still flipping. And then I realized that no, there isn't. Jamaicans just have this term of just changing the word man to gal. Just like Mandeville. You'll always hear them say, oh my god, Galdeville. Oh, they're just so, so, so special. And you could pray for them, but why? Them one day they're special. That's about it. Special is the only way I can describe that. Before I move on, you ever feel hungry, but like you don't want no food? Because right now, me feel kind of hungry or peckish, but there's nothing that I would peck. Like, there's nothing that I want to eat. Like, I don't even have an idea of, like, even if I had to drive there, if there's something that I really want, but I kind of feel hungry. And I'm wondering if it's just because I know that I'm supposed to be eating, and I'm just not eating, but... yeah, I don't know what it is. Anyways, I have one more topic. And oh, it's Jamaica Carnival. Today is Carnival. I have a few people on my social media that left Toronto, went to Jamaica Carnival. And I saw people going to I Love Soca and Soca Brainwash and little boat cruises. And I thought that was like really, really cute. So far on my social media, I see a lot of people dressing up because today's Sunday is the actual carnival. And I see a lot of costumes, a lot of burkot sessions, and a lot of people not wearing a lot of anything. Like, I saw this girl wearing, like, a two-piece, and, like, the panty was literally beads. The whole panty was, like, beads. And I was like, suppose you start dancing on somebody, and this has happened before, where, like, my shorts... gets like kind of stuck on their belt buckle. And so, yeah, so think about that. Beads getting stuck on someone's belt buckle. And then all of a sudden you're butt ass naked in front of everybody. I don't know if anyone else has thought about that, but I have, because I think about, you know, everything. So I thought that was very awkward. I'm like, imagine you do all of that. And she looked good. I ain't telling a lie, she looked good. But in my head, I'm like, one little thing. Like, suppose, not even dancing with somebody. Suppose you and your girlfriend are this there, and she's dancing, everyone's having fun, and then somehow her costume gets stuck to your costume, and she pulls on it. Oh, I see a lot of attractive people at carnival, and I think it's usually a good time. I really think I'm going to aim to go next year. It'll be a part of my to-do list. Go to Jamaica Carnival. I would love to go to Trinidad Carnival. Shoot, let me tell you guys about how I paid all my money, all my dirty money, to go to Carnival in Barbados, get to the airport, and apparently the time for my flight changed and I didn't know. And so I'm at the airport and I'm trying to check in on the kiosk and it's not allowing me to check in. I'm there. I call the attendant. She's trying to help me. It's not working. She's like, you're going to miss your flight. Go to that guy. I go to the guy and I'm like, hey, I'm about to miss my flight soon. I'm trying to check in. It's not working. And he's like, well, that flight just closed. I was like, what a bumbo jumbo dongo dongo. He's like, that flight just closed. I can't help you. So go to ticketing. Go to ticketing. And they're like, well, there's no more flights leaving today. And if you'd like to leave tomorrow, it's about $1,500. $1,500 to leave one. How rude is that? So I never end up going to Carnival in Barbados, even though I paid all my money and it got dashed away. So it goes sometimes. Sometimes it's just God, you know, telling you that it's not somewhere where you need to be. You know, when plans change, sometimes you, obviously you're upset because I was very disappointing. But sometimes that's just, you know, the world. That's just the atmosphere telling you that, hey, this one's not for you. Even though you planned it for such a long time, this one's not for you. So that weekend was also Caravana weekend in Toronto. I didn't want to be here for Caravana weekend. So like 2 days later, I bought a ticket and went to Jamaica. Yep, and I had the best summer of my life. So you never know what, you know, the world has planned for you. Those are all the topics that I have for today. There were many topics, but they were just cute, simple little anecdotes that I thought I would share to let you know how things are going, how social media treat me. There was a funny meme, and I can't remember, and I really wanted to show you guys. I wonder if I liked it or saved it, tagged it, is that what it's called? On Instagram. Hold on one moment, please. Okay, so it wasn't a funny meme that I wanted to share with you. It was a story thread that was on Twitter, and it reads, my wife does not know that I know. I have been married for 14 years. We have 3 kids, all boys, but none of them belongs to me. I know this for a fact, but my wife does not know what I know. Let me explain. Hashtag a thread. 5 years before I met my wife, I was involved in a car accident together with 2 of my friends. We were traveling from somewhere to somewhere because boy, I can't pronounce it. And our car skidded off the road. I was the only survivor of the accident. My friends died. I spent about 11 months at the hospital, and that left me with a condition that says I cannot have children. I gave my life to Jesus Christ and became a committed Christian after the incident. In summary, I became a pastor in a local church in my community 5 years later. I met my wife in the process. I did not tell her about my condition because I was hopeful that God would heal me. 6 years into my marriage, my wife got pregnant and had, quote-unquote, our first child. To be sure, I secretly went for DNA, and it was clear I wasn't the father. I repeated the test for all 3 children, and they are all not mine. I have been living in this situation for the past 8 years, and I am beginning to get irritated by both the children and my wife. My wife pretends to be a good wife. She goes around preaching to young women in the church about the need to remain faithful to their partners, but she has 3 children by another man or men. I don't know. I want to confront her, but I'm confused as to how to go about the situation. I am just angry and irritated by everyone in my house lately. I feel like a total stranger in my home. What should I do? A letter by someone. I will just leave this here and we will discuss it on the next episode, because I really think that this needs to sink in, because boy, let me to read it and say, oh wow, going out of all Sierra, God, see, I know it is too much. But with that, later, peace and love.